You're listening to Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. It is 8:35 on this Thursday morning. And today we're going to continue our coverage of the impact that a healthy soil can have on our overall environment and particularly our climate. There has been a lot of research done on the potential for healthy soil to capture carbon out of the atmosphere, and therefore helping us mitigate the impacts of climate change. This is something that has been much discussed amongst the farming community here in Boulder County. Earlier in this morning's show, we heard from one of the country's leading proponents of healthy soil. That's Dale Strickler, who's an agronomist who was talking with KGNU's Rod Bruski at a recent soil conference about the benefits of cover crops. We're going to expand the conversation to really look at what's happening here in Boulder County this morning. And this impacts everybody, not just the farming community, because Boulder County Parks and Open Space manages 12,000 acres of taxpayer land that is farmed on. That's open space land that's actually farming land as well. And so we're going to talk with a variety of guests today. We have a wonderful panel joining us in the studio and also by phone. First of all, I'll welcome Blake Cooper, who is the new agricultural coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space. Welcome to KGNU. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Joining us in the studio, we have Walt Pounds, who is a local farmer. And Walt, you have been involved in sustainable agricultural practices. We're going to hear about your farm and your work in just a moment. Also joining us, Brian Copham of Boulder County Farmers Market. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And joining me as well is Rod Bruski, who is going to be my co-host this morning, because Rod, in addition to being a KGNU anchor, is also a local farmer and has really been involved in a lot of these practices too. And a little bit later in the show, we will be opening up the phone lines and inviting people to weigh in and maybe ask questions. But Blake, we'll start with you. As I said in the introduction, Boulder County manages 12,000 acres of agricultural land that's funded by taxpayers. That's open space, because I think a lot of listeners might associate open space with the trails that we get to hike on and bike on, but so many of it is also farmland. So what plans does Boulder County have to incorporate carbon sequestration on these lands?
Well, it's on the public record that both the city of Boulder and the county of Boulder have commissioned a study to try to look at the greenhouse gas balance sheet. And that is just actually kind of completed up the phase one of that. And they're in the process of considering a phase two study where they'd actually take some of the practices that were identified in the first phase and apply those kind of as a demonstration on some of the agricultural lands that are here, with the hopes that we'll be able to encourage greater use of some of these practices that were identified that might help with carbon sequestration and global greenhouse gas balance sheet specifically.
Well, thanks, Blake, for being in today. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I think that Boulder County, it's great to have somebody like yourself now in charge, working in Boulder County on the ag lands. I really appreciate your enthusiasm and stuff. Give the listener some background of where you came from and what your experience is and what you know about agriculture.
Well, I'm just a farm boy from southern Colorado. I grew up on a small family farm east of Pueblo in the Arkansas River Valley. And I spent the last 35 years after going to graduate school and learning how to be a plant breeder and geneticist, I spent the last 35 years breeding wheat and barley for much of the United States and Canada. And just recently, within the last 5 months, like you mentioned, I've taken the position of the manager of the Ag Resources Agricultural Division. So that's kind of my history in a nutshell. I have a background that goes back to we're a centennial farm down in southern Colorado. So I have a farming background, but most of my professional background has been in plant breeding and genetics, and now I'm in public service.
That's Blake Cooper, who is the new Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space, our guest on KGNU this morning, one of our guests. We're talking about the potential for regenerative agricultural practices to really help with climate change, particularly in the area of carbon sequestration. That's healthy soil's ability to capture carbon from the atmosphere. And in fact, there's a citizens group that's currently forming that's looking to implement carbon sequestration research in 2018. And what they do is gather data at a handful of farms in the county that are already existing and working at these practices. Walt Pounds, one of your farm is likely to be part of that research. Is that correct?
That's correct. I now have 60 acres of ag land on a conservation easement just north of Longmont, and I'm very excited to think about how to apply much of our new learning regarding regenerative ag to that property. It's been basically in pasture for hay, and just got organic certification this last spring, and excited to get underway with it.
Tell us about your farm. What do you do on your farm, and what are some of the practices that you're trying to introduce?
Well, one of the reasons that I'm interested in the conversation is with regard to the land use practices in Boulder County, because it's actually been quite an arduous process to get approval. My goal is to have a laying hen operation on the property with mobile coops that I think will be very positive for improving soil fertility and health. But I'm not there yet. My hope is to get going hopefully in the next month or so after Boulder County land use approvals.
You said it's been an arduous process. Is that just because of bureaucracy in general, or you know, what's been your experience?
Well, I think one of the major things is I underestimated the process. I was frankly naive. I felt that I was really doing a lot of the right things in terms of alignment with Boulder County's goals, but found that the land use process is really quite lengthy and arduous and probably inefficient in some ways. But it's also allowed us to have a wonderful open space, so there's a balance there.
In terms of what you want to do in your farm with the laying hens, what's the connection then to what we're talking about, the ability of healthy soil to capture carbon? What's the connection between the two?
The importance of regenerative ag is oftentimes, not entirely, but oftentimes tied to the use of livestock, and really the manure that the hens lay coming back into the soil to really increase soil fertility, health, holding moisture, better use of water, and obviously producing local food at a positive economic return is my goal.
That's Walt Pounds. Walt Pounds, a local farmer, and his particular farm is possibly going to be part of this citizens group that's forming right now, looking at implementing carbon sequestration research in 2018. Well, Brian Coppen with the Boulder County Farmers Market, your role is really the consumer end, I suppose, of this. I mean, you're that bridge between the farmer and the consumer with the various different farmers markets that you have locally, as well as an mm-hmm. Union Station in Denver. So what's the role of a farmers market and your role in all of this in encouraging regenerative practices, but particularly around soil health?
Well, the market really has a few roles. One is our mission is to support local agriculture. So in that way, we really try to act as a champion for local farmers. And when I say local farmers, I think there can be some confusion, because there are clearly the commodity farmers, wheat, corn, sugar beets. Those are not what we tend to see at the market. We have mostly diversified vegetable growers, ranchers, small-scale ranchers, flower growers, that kind of thing. So we're certainly very interested in supporting the farmers from a policy perspective and understanding how we can help make it so that the vast majority of our farmers don't need second streams of income, off-farm income, in order to continue to farm. There is, of course, the consumer component that you mentioned. And it's a very interesting discussion, because we don't necessarily, at least historically, go out and educate consumers on the challenges of farming and the opportunities in farming and the issues with regenerative versus GMO versus conventional. yet we're finding that the consumer voice is such an important one in this discussion, because most consumers do not realize how hard it is to farm in Boulder County. And, you know, you drive by Walt's Farm or Rod's Farm or most of the farms here, it looks like an ideal bucolic setting and paradise. And it's not. It's very difficult, and they don't see the challenges in that. So we are increasingly looking at taking a role and trying to communicate those challenges.
Also, in terms of the consumer role or the non-ag voice in all of this, I mean, I was quite surprised to learn how many acres of taxpayer-funded land, like Boulder County open space land, is actually being farmed upon. And so it really does impact everybody in this county.
It does. When you look at 20, 25,000 acres that are being farmed upon, now most of that is the commodity-oriented crops. And those have real value. We're seeing more use in local breweries, for instance, of barley that's being grown here. There is, of course, a lot of crops that get exported as well, because that's part of the industry. It's good for the consumers to know how little of that is actually made up of these small market farmers that are the diversified vegetable growers or small scale ranchers like Walt is talking about.
So when a farmer comes and wants to be part of a local farmer's market, is there a process where you try to find out a little bit more about their practices to see if they are more regenerative or sustainable, or does any of that actually happen? Or
well,
what is the process?
We do farm visits. We are agnostic to growing method. So we are not judging farmers based on whether they have GMO crops, whether they use conventional, regenerative, organic. What we do is go and ensure that they are actually growing what they are selling at the market, because we are a growers-only market. So our farm visits, particularly for new farmers, go and take a look, see what kind of equipment they have, how much land they have, what do they propose to sell, and make sure that they can do that. But we do not judge based on cropping system.
We're talking about sustainable, regenerative agricultural policies locally, and its connection to everybody, even those who aren't farmers themselves, really because of how much open space is being rented and leased to farmers locally. Our guests, we have Blake Cooper joining us by phone. He's the new Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space. In studio, Walt Pounds, a local farmer, and Brian Copham of the Boulder County Farmers Market. And Rod Bruski, a local farmer, but also a KGNU producer, joining us as my co-host.
And just for the listeners, this is a question for Blake. Blake, I do believe you guys are working with some of the bigger producers on some models of maybe like biochar and stuff like that. Do you want to, expand on that?
Well, I think it's important to recognize first that a lot of the larger tenants that you speak about are also on their own looking at soil health, particularly the application of composts to soils. So they're kind of figuring this out on their own. We were all a little bit in uncharted territory and moving ahead, but there's a lot of momentum just from the farmer community to explore this on their own. And we've done some things, you know, from the county side. We've had a soil conference that was just actually before Christmas here in Longmont that was very well attended by people from around the state and from around the nation. And so, you know, we're trying to find a way as we move forward to do the best practices. And some of that is already being done even without a lot of prodding from the county. Our better agricultural tenants are already taking a look at these things. So, yes, we're trying as best we can to figure out the proper way forward and do the best thing for our soils and for our environment.
Well, yeah, Blake, this is Rod here. I know that for you and the larger producers, it's quite a balancing act of profitability and practicability, you know, being practical about, you know, implementing these practices, but still making it to where, you know, they can meet their bottom line and their mortgage payments. Is that true?
Well, clearly sustainable agricultural activities have three components, and you know, one of those is economic, one of them is environmental component, and then a social component, appreciation for what's actually going down on the farm. And let's face it, I mean, if you can't meet the first one, the economic one, the other two kind of pale in comparison. And so clearly, our farmers, small and large, need to be profitable if they're going to stay in business and be good stewards of the land. And so, we want, you know, we want our tenants to be successful. And so, right now, you know, the farm economy is in it's in kind of some tight straits right now. Commodity prices are at levels that are quite low, and when you look at them historically in terms of the inflation of dollars, it's we're dealing in a situation right now. It's not the best economic climate for farming.
Blake, I know that right now the county is asking farmers to comment about their experience about farming in the community here, and you have your agriculture outreach project survey going on, and I believe I think people have until Friday, January 12th, to comment on this. Well, what are you hearing from farmers about what the reality is for them in this community?
Well, I haven't really drilled down into any survey data yet, but you know, just from the 5 months that I've been here, I've tried very hard to get out and visit on farm with as many of our tenants as I can. Not nearly as many as I would like to have, but you know, it's a difficult situation for them right now, particularly with the commodity prices where they're at. I'll give you an example. One of the tenants that we have on a recent tour, kind of unrelated, but he whipped out of his hip pocket a couple of receipts that his father had delivered wheat to a local elevator in 1953 for, I think, about $1.53 a bushel. And everybody said, "Oh, that's, you know, that's terrible." Well, today it's like $3.50 a bushel, but if you put those 1953 dollars in context, that same bushel of wheat today would be worth $13.50 instead of $3.50. And so it kind of shows that, you know, the commodity price is making it difficult for farmers to be profitable. And you know, if that economic thing is not there, then it makes it even more difficult for them to try to invest in new practices or other practices. And they're still trying to go ahead with that, but it's difficult for them to do new practices when they're economically constrained.
That's Blake Cooper, the new Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space, one of our guests this morning on KGNU. They're currently surveying local farmers as part of the Boulder County Agriculture Outreach Project, and people have until January 12th to get their surveys in, and there's going to be an open house on Thursday, January 18th. Well, looking back a year ago, there was a whole lot of input from local farmers submitted to county commissioners. I believe that was on February 19th. Brian, do you want to talk about that, about what farmers were trying to convey to county commissioners about what's happening here in the county?
Yeah, we work with about 67 farmers, and it's very, very difficult for them to, setting aside cropping systems, that's really a bit of a red herring in some ways, because the real issues are that the Boulder County Ag land use policy is intended to prevent commercial activity, and it's very effective at doing that. Unfortunately, farming is a commercial activity, so the farmers are severely restricted in what kind of infrastructure they can have, how they expand, down to the number of events they can have every year. Currently, it's at 6, between 25 and 95 participants, which means that you could have 6 farm-to-table dinners. You have to have at least that many in order to make any money off of that. But if a school calls and says, "I want to have my class out," if they have more than 25 kids, boom, there goes one of your events. You have to do traffic studies in certain cases. The county has asked farmers to pave their parking lots so that people don't have to park in dirt. It's very, very complicated and very cumbersome. And these are the kinds of issues that the farmers are really trying to get to the commissioners, to get them to understand what needs to happen in order to make farming a viable process in Boulder County.
That was actually submitted in February 2016. I'm getting used to it being a new year. So that was nearly 2 years ago.
Correct.
So of the issues that were identified, has any action happened as far as you know?
Not that I'm aware of. And it's a complicated issue. There's no question. The public perception is a big part of that. Most of the farmers who bear pressure based on land use policy bear that pressure because of neighbor complaints. So it's interesting. On one hand, we have this environment where we think we really love local agriculture as a community. But if Walt tries to build a chicken house too close to the road and the neighbors complain, that he has to change it.
Blake Cooper, would you like to talk about that as the Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space? The dynamics of juggling agriculture in a very heavily populated area, and even when people are living in the countryside, they're not necessarily involved in the agricultural community. And so, as Brian Copham from the Farmers Market was saying, they might not have the same sensibility around land use policy. So what are some of the challenges that you, as the Ag Coordinator for the County Parks and Open Space, that you're facing?
Well, you know, first maybe just to reiterate that I think that the land use department is engaging, like you said, citizenry about what they want to do. And so I think that they're open to some change. Maybe nothing's happened yet, but since I've been here, I'm glad to see that there is this engagement that's happening. And I think people should come to that meeting on the 18th and express their opinions. And I think there are people willing to listen and consider. That said, it's just exactly what he said. Everybody has their own opinion. And, you know, I'm starting to see that one of the things that's a challenge in my job is part of being the best public servant is how you can't make everybody happy all the time. And some people have you know, different opinions, and we kind of have to respect everybody a little bit in the process. So sometimes it maybe is not as straightforward and as simple as it might seem, but I think there's a willingness to try to accommodate everybody as much as we can.
Well, really, the overall theme of today's show is looking at sustainable agricultural policy or practices. And Brian, I know you wanted to weigh in there. So, you know, first of all, what is your reaction there to what Blake had to say? And then we'll continue talking about sustainable practices.
Thanks. Just 2 points. One, I do appreciate the county's efforts to get this feedback. It's a little disappointing. To date, there's only 5 comments that have been submitted online, 2 from farmers. So I hope that many more people weigh in. And the other part of that is, if Boulder County even started with a right to farm statement, something that said to the population and affirmed the commitment to agriculture, this is an activity that's necessary, it's wanted, and we favor it. I think that really helps address the issue that Blake is talking to, which is all opinions are equal. And it's very difficult in an all opinions are equal environment to have farmer opinions really matter and somehow take some kind of priority. Not farmer opinions, farmer needs.
We're talking about sustainable, regenerative agricultural practices in Boulder County and maybe what some of the barriers are towards agriculture in general. This morning here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver and at Fort Collins, and we're trying to link this to the overall issue of, you know, we're all impacted by climate change, and a healthy agricultural environment, particularly healthy soils, can really mitigate that around carbon capture in soils. Our guests joining us by phone, Blake Cooper, the new Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space, which manages 12,000 taxpayer-funded acres of ag land, essentially. So everybody's impacted by this because we lease so much of our open space land to local farmers. In studio as well, Brian Copham of the Boulder County Farmers Market and Walt Pounds, a local farmer as well. Rod Bruski is my co-host this morning. Tie all of this back to soil, Rod, because we're talking about soil and its you know, potential to help everybody due to carbon capture. But it sounds like if you have maybe some of these zoning issues and land planning issues, is this creating barriers to have some of those regenerative practices in place?
Maybe so, but you know, this is just one of these things I think the listeners should be aware of. And you know, and I got this information from Regenerative International, who is a big advocate for regenerative agriculture, but From 1998 to 2013, 20% of the Earth's vegetative land has declined in productivity. So, you know, you're looking at the farming models from like post-World War II of lots of chemical inputs and that cycle of, you know, putting in lots of, you know, fossil fuel-based fertilizers into the soil and stuff. What they're finding with this research is that it has killed the biology, the nematodes and stuff into the soil. So the soil isn't as productive. So we need to kind of learn from history, in my opinion. And, you know, it's, I know there's an economic viability to it, but it's also our children's future that we got to look at, and how can we approach that and really attack it in a positive way, helping these farmers make that change, but also just looking at the bigger picture of a sustainable planet for us and our future generations.
Well, Pounds, I'm going to go back to you because you said at the beginning you butted up against some, I think you called them maybe odious issues when you're trying to get your permitting done for your farm and to get the hens in your farm in Boulder County. I mean, do you see that current policy is maybe creating barriers for people who want to do regenerative practices and sustainable agriculture?
There's absolutely barriers. The thing that I would add is to Brian's comment is that there's a natural, as human beings, I think we don't like change. And so there's a natural bias in the citizenry of Boulder County to the status quo. Unfortunately, that traps us in the old practices that we've been using, oftentimes too much use of synthetic chemicals and declining soil fertility. So I think we definitely need to change our approach to encouraging farming, especially small farming in Boulder County, to take better advantage of the resources we have. Obviously, water is our scarcest resource in Colorado. How do we use that better? How do we improve soil fertility and the water holding capability of that soil? And I think there's a big opportunity to do a better job in that regard and better align the goals of the county with regard to regenerative ag and sustainability and the actual land use practices.
Well, as a farmer who's going through this process as we speak, I mean, are there changes that you see that could be made relatively quickly that could really impact this?
Yes, it's really a long list. One of the things that I would observe is that there's a series of hurdles that need to be crossed that also highlight inconsistencies between Boulder County practices and other regulatory bodies. For instance, the Colorado Department of Ag is much more friendly to supporting farmers than we see in Boulder County, and there's inconsistency in the rules.
So when you say supporting farmers, I mean, how do they support the farmers?
Ensuring that the regulatory environment is consistent with the common practice of farmers and not creating artificial requirements that are inconsistent between these regulatory bodies. Another example would be the Department of Natural Resources in Colorado, their approach to how to mitigate impact to wildlife is going to be significantly different than Boulder County's approach, and those it creates complexity, it adds cost to land use approval, and makes it difficult to get started from a farming perspective, and to make the changes I think we need to have more regenerative practices in the county.
Well, Blake Cooper, as the new Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space, we talked about this input that was given to the county commissioners, and this was 2 years ago, February 2016, before you were here, obviously. But this new survey that you're asking farmers and other people to weigh in on as part of the agriculture outreach project, I mean, where will all that feedback go? Ultimately, is that going to impact land use policy? Is it really going to change things for farmers in the county?
Well, I think that it's coming from the land use department is the one that's the department department that has initiated that, and clearly they have heard a lot of these things, as you mentioned, for years now. So I think this is an attempt to actually officially listen. And I would assume that if there's enough consensus, that they would change some of the policies. It's yet to be determined exactly, you know, what needs to be changed. But I've heard since I've been here, you know, some things about the number of farm market events and those kind of things. And I think that the land use department is willing to explore, some changes to those kind of things. If there are regulations that are prohibitive or causing problems, I think they're open to looking at those. But again, it's this complex environment. We have to kind of consider the wants and needs of everybody in the county and not just some people.
And to put this in context, I mean, of the open space land that Boulder County leases to farmers, is there an estimation of, you know, how many farmers, how big those farms are? Is there a typical farmer that you lease to? Could you give just our listeners an idea of the kind of farming that's happening on open space land in the county?
Well, it's quite diverse. I mean, there's over 10,000 acres that are under irrigation, and there's about 3,000 acres that are dryland acres. Most of the rest of the acres of the 25,000 that are consistently mentioned are rangeland, a lot of times up in the foothills and other places. So it's very diverse, but there's not really so you can't really say that here's a typical tenant. It's kind of like Pareto's rule. There's approximately 20% of our tenants, and we have about 70 tenants. We're getting in the process to add a couple more to some new properties, but of those 70, roughly 70 tenants that are on open space land, it's about 20% of them are probably farming 80% of the acres, and the other 20% of the acres are being farmed by, a relatively small number of farmers. So the operations are very diverse. They run from organic, they run to conventional agriculture. There's a wide spectrum of operations that are involved. And some of that has to do with the properties themselves. I mean, when the county bought the land, they didn't, they bought it to conserve open space, but it wasn't like it was in a forest or something, we turned it into a farm. It's been a farm for hundreds of years, 100 years plus, 150 years since there's been farming in this area. And so the lands that we acquired were already in farming operations, and they were in a state of various conditions as well, small to large. And so it largely depends on the actual land in question, the size of the operation.
And are there any restrictions placed on the farmers who lease open space land as to their farming practices? I mean, because you did say it's not, there are some organic farmers, some conventional farmers, but is there any restrictions placed whether they need to engage in certain farming practices or a certain level of pesticide use is unacceptable? I mean, are any restrictions placed on the farmers leasing open space land?
Well, there certainly are restrictions, and some of them relate to some of the land use things and, not building extra buildings or greenhouse space and some of those kind of things. There's definitely restrictions in that area. And while it happened, before I got here, we were also in a process of transitioning away from genetic engineered crops and cutting down on the neonicotinoid pesticide use. And those restrictions we're in a period right now where those are supposed to be phasing out, and it's causing a lot of consternation. And that's about all I can say. Yes, we have restrictions, and there are things that tenants can and can't do, and we have to do that as a good landlord.
That's Blake Cooper, the new Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space, joining us in the on KGNU this morning. In studio, we've got Brian Copham of Boulder County Farmers Market, Walt Pounds, a local farmer, Rod Bruski, my co-host, also a local farmer, and we're inviting people to call in at 303-442-4242. Brian, did you want to weigh in on some of that?
I totally agree with Blake's comment that we need to be open to the input from everybody, not just a few. And I want to, that comment alarms me a little bit because I think some listeners may interpret that to mean that there's a few farmers who want something, and we really need to listen to the people around them as well. And that is true. The people around them definitely have a voice. I think what most, and at least many farmers, have experienced in Boulder County is that voice is disproportionate. We have about 400,000 visitors to the farmers markets every year. So when you look at the number of farms that are represented, each of those farms affects thousands of people who buy their produce, rely on them for their food. This isn't a hobby kind of, hey, I have my garden, you have your garden, you don't like what I'm doing. There's a lot of people that are affected by a single farm. When one neighbor complains and that farm has to significantly modify their operations, I think that is out of balance. So it's a matter of perspective of what balance looks like.
And how do some of the current regulations impact a farmer's ability to engage in some of the practices that we're talking about, sustainable and regenerative agricultural practices? Is there a connection?
Well, there is for me, because I think the secondary streams of income on a farm are crucial to our Boulder County farmers. In fact, I think community farmers anywhere in the country, in order to remain viable. And so when those are restricted, when the ability to do a farm-to-table dinner or have a camp or a class or a visit is restricted, it restricts that kind of income. The other side of that, or another aspect of that, is greenhouses. Hoop houses are so difficult to build here. And if we want farmers to really be sustainable, they need to know how they can expand their offerings in the shoulder seasons, in the early spring, in the late fall. Those are means of doing that, but it's very difficult to get them permitted because they're visible or there's concern about how they might be used. And this does tie back to the soil conversation, because having healthy soil, regenerating soil, involves practices where the soil may not be in production full time. So if we're going to ask farmers to take a portion of their land and, for instance, put livestock on it for a season in order to regenerate that soil, they're losing productivity. Now, these other streams of income can help make up that productivity. And I'm very excited about the soil regeneration, because if carbon is in fact being sequestered, as it's being found to do, there may be in the future a crop that farmers can charge for that is essentially the sequestration of carbon. And now the community is actually paying for what we're saying we want, and the farmers are getting compensated for their full benefit. So I think there are ties in to the land use and actually making that regenerative practice viable.
That's Brian Copham of the Boulder County Farmers Market, one of our guests this morning. We've several people calling in. I know some of them, at least, are farmers. We'll go first to John calling in from Boulder. You're live on KGNU this morning.
Good morning. To me, it seems non-negotiable that this land we're caring for shouldn't have Roundup, shouldn't have GMOs, shouldn't have neonics. The program should be to build super soil, not super weeds. So in that context, commercial farming, finding ways to make it work is, I know, difficult. I mean, there's all sorts of non-GMO beet seeds in Europe, so I don't see that argument. I would see charging little or anything for use of the land, provided it's the soil is built. Also, it seems that co-op approaches would be really good, to have an equipment pool, to have somebody running livestock by arrangement with other farms, grazing their property at appropriate times. And also, we have this pool of dispossessed people, you know, they have lose houses, jobs, health care, whatever. So we've got a pool of people that we call the homeless. It seems it would be all around win to offer a program training these people to care for land and work on these farms. But I think the future direction must be to build that soil and fix carbon.
Well, John, thank you for your comment. In terms of training people to work on the farms. What's the reality for people who are getting paid to work on farms? And this is also in the context of this week, we've seen a hike in the minimum wage in Colorado, which we had an analyst on this morning saying is barely keeping pace with the cost of living. Brian, what farm workers get paid these days?
$11, $12 an hour in Boulder County is pretty typical. And as we know, that is not a livable wage in Boulder County. So there's a real concern about where do these people live? How do they get here? What's the transportation look like? That ties into land use, of course, with the farm worker housing, which you cannot house farm workers on your property currently. And I just want to say to John's point that I really appreciate his point about the dispossessed. We did have for 2 years a project with Boulder County, with Bridge House of Boulder County, which transitions homeless people out of homelessness. And we had crews that went out onto the farms with that exact idea. I think it's a brilliant idea. There are certain challenges because farm work is very, very physically taxing. And there's transportation issues and how do people get there. So it's a very challenging environment. I can tell you, I don't know of a single farmer that has enough labor.
I think it's very hard to have this conversation without really looking at the overall issue, which we have talked many times with you, Brian Coppen, about. We are addicted to cheap food and we do not want to pay more for the food that we buy and then look at the downstream consequences of that in terms of who is growing the food and how they're being compensated and the kind of food that we have.
Yes, absolutely, Maeve. It's such an issue. It is probably my principal talking point anytime I'm allowed to talk to more than one person. And the way that I see it manifesting in this particular discussion is I think if we polled Boulder County residents, most of them would be wildly in favor of regenerative practices. But the caveat is at the farmer's risk, because we're going to tell Rod, we're going to tell Walt, do these practices, you pay for it, you pay for the inputs, you take the risk of what's going to happen. God bless you. If you grow some nice food, I'll buy it from you. I might complain about the prices. And if it doesn't work out, I appreciate your effort. And I think there has to be some point where we as a community say, hey, let's weigh in. Let's actually be part in partnership with the farmers in this effort. And there are efforts like Soil with Woody Tash raising money for 0% loans that are intended to do that. It's a philanthropic effort in large part. And I think those things are absolutely needed.
Almost like a county-wide CSA, community supported agriculture, but in a broad sense.
Correct, because I'm going to let Walt speak here in just a moment. But because the thing is with community supported agriculture, the intention was we did share the risk. The reality is that farmers buy product from other farmers to make sure that the value of the share you're picking up this week is consistent with what you paid for it. Because consumers did not like sharing risk. If I show up and I get one turnip, I'm like, well, hell, that wasn't a good deal. I'm not going to do that anymore. So it's not a true CSA model would be fantastic.
We'll go back to the phones in a moment. Walt, did you want to weigh in on that?
I want to weigh in on the labor issue. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us to be creative in thinking about how we can do a better job. And for me, on my farm, my goal is to employ some folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I have a daughter with developmental disabilities. I'm very active with Imagine on the board here as the community center board for Boulder County. I think it's an opportunity for us to look at folks who have certain attributes that can really apply well to farm activity. An example would be using folks that are on the autism spectrum. So that's one of the goals that I have, and I think it's an opportunity to be creative.
That's Walt Pounds, a local farmer. We'll go back to the phones and welcome Mark from Longmont. Is this Mark Guttridge of Olin Farms in Longmont?
It sure is.
Well, Mark, you as a farmer are doing a lot of work around this issue of soil health, having held several soil festivals and carbon sequestration festivals. Tell us about your experience with all of this at Olin Farms in Longmont.
First of all, Maeve, I just want to say a big thank you. As a farmer in this county, just a big thank you to you and Rod. I think it's the third month in a row I hear you guys talking about this. And it's just a breath of fresh air. And looking at the panel there today, it's just like the hero circle, man. It's just getting bigger and bigger. And I really appreciate this conversation moving forward. Yeah, I really wanted to call in and kind of comment about the right now the county's accepting these public comments. We talked about that a little bit, about land use. There's information about open space leases. There's information about the health department and how we can stay in front of the all these food safety regulations that farmers are getting faced with, even on a small scale. And so it's really important for the citizens to get on there and kind of weigh in. As we've heard, we've got to get a lot of voices going on this. And it's a little tough because when you go there, they're asking for feedback on some very specific topics, and there's not much background information. So it's really hard for a citizen to engage in that process. So thank you so much for continuing this conversation so citizens can get a little bit of that background information before they go to that page. And I think the biggest thing for me is there's a new paradigm shift in agriculture coming, and it's really putting the ecosystem back in the field. And it's complicated to get a big ecosystem there going, but that's really how you start building health, how you start sequestering carbon. And it's intensive. It's labor intensive. You're managing animals. You're managing a diverse amount of crops. You're trying to make a living while doing all that. And it's there's still definitely a lot of restrictions from the county to get employees to be able to live on the farm, to have a community come out and access even volunteers. I'm organizing a program where volunteers are going to come out to open space next year and plant a ton of perennial crops and go to this perennial food forest idea, get into this perennial agriculture. So it's going to take a lot of hands and a lot of people collecting data to get research off these fields. And right now we're not allowed to do that with a lot of land use codes and open space codes. So I think it's really important people to educate. If you want this regenerative future, the conversation is happening right now in Boulder County, and we all need to get involved and we all need to pay attention.
And Mark, tell us more about that survey that's happening. We mentioned Walt Pound's farm is going to be part of that. Is your farm part of that, and how are you involved, given that you have such a background in carbon sequestration education here locally?
Yeah, you know, there's just a group of scientists, there's a group of really progressive, regenerative farmers that are already implementing these practices. I think the easiest thing we can do is start gathering similar data from these different farms. It's tricky to see how, it's not just about carbon sequestration. You can take a soil sample and measure carbon, but it's what we're really talking about here is moving the whole ecosystem forward. And it's maybe measuring carbon, maybe looking at infiltration rates, how water holds and flows to the soil. Maybe it's looking at breaking out a microscope and looking at the diversity in soil and see is there really diversity there. Like, what kind of indicators can we gather to really track ecosystem health over time? And we have a lot of farmers that are willing to open source their practices that they're using, their ideas, their visions. And what we need now is just a citizens group to gather and come around, understand these concepts, understand how they might be able to show up on the farm and volunteer to help move these systems forward faster, and how to be part of this data collection. So there's a handful of farmers, there's tons of citizens getting organized, there's a group meeting monthly at the Grange that is talking about all these issues, and we're hoping to get something pieced together coming up in the next year. I have 3 or 4 different systems on my farm, from transitioning to perennial crops like blackberries, to doing hay mulching on acres of tomatoes, to doing a lot of just different regenerative techniques that can sequester soil carbon, but we need to figure out how to gather the data from all those fields to figure out what's really working.
And Mark, how can people find out more if listeners are interested in getting involved and volunteering?
There's a group meeting at the Altona Grange through Mad Agriculture that's kind of hosting this conversation right now. They can reach out to me on mark@olandfarms.com. It's my email. Our farm is going to be launching a project in the next month, and just to get on our email list and find out how you can get involved on coming to the farm and actually implementing a lot of these systems.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Guttridge of Olin Farms, for calling in. We've lots of callers actually waiting to join the conversation. So next we'll go to Rich calling in from Boulder. Welcome to KGNU. You're live on the air.
Hello. Yeah, this is Rich, a small organic farmer and also an environmental scientist in the field of plant nutrition and soil health for more than 25 years now. I want to point out, I guess, you know, that I really, really hope that Boulder County, particularly on its open space, can be the prime showpiece for truly regenerative, sustainable agriculture. Because the practices that are being used on a lot of the agriculture are do not fit that mold, unfortunately. And we're not seeing the true costs of what people are eating. And the only way that we're going to see those true costs is by only growing the highest nutritional, toxic-free produce off of our lands, be that either in the form of foods that are directly consumed by humans or indirectly as animal feeds. So I just wanted to make that point. That's the direction we have to take. The fact that commodity farmers are only getting, $2.50 to $3 a bushel for corn, they could, in fact, grow organic corn and get close to $10 a bushel. And they just need to make that shift so that we can produce good stuff off of our lands and not toxic products. It can be done. The other thing I want to mention is, being an environmental scientist and having my own laboratory capability, I'm going to be offering to put in place soil health testing right here in Boulder County. And I'm not looking to make a big profit off of it. I'm looking to, in fact, provide it as a service. So I'll leave my comments there.
Well, I appreciate your call in. Thank you very much, Rich. And Blake Cooper, the Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space, bring you back in as we round out the show. Do you have any thoughts on that, on the fact that open space and Boulder County really has an opportunity to set regulations in place, really not just encouraging regenerative agriculture, but maybe mandating that taxpayer land needs to be farmed in this sustainable way?
Well, you know, that's a pretty hot potato subject that you're dealing with. And, you know, I think, again, we have to be respectful of a lot of diversity. We're not opposed to, certainly not opposed to the regenerative approach, but I think we also need to recognize that there's a lot of room for coexistence. We can be a leader in the country, and we can promote some of these practices, and I think we're headed down that path. But I think we also need to be respectful of conventional agriculture, and I've already seen this firsthand. I've only been here a little bit, but I have good organic farmers like Mark, who are adjacent to other farmers that are conventional, and they seem to get along pretty well together. You know, it's kind of a wobbly landscape that we're trying to tread right now. We want to do what's right, and I think that in the end run, I'm hopeful that we will move more and more towards these regenerative practices for the health of the soil, and that's what we really want to be. We want to be good stewards of the land. We're trying to protect it, and at the same time have our tenants be profitable. So there's a lot of different models out there, and I don't think that the county should be in the position of, and this is my opinion, not the county's opinion, but in my opinion, the county should not be in the position of dictating how a commercial operation is actually run. I think there's a lot of opportunity for coexistence, and I think that they really almost benefit by having some other places. It'd be great if we generated... there's only so many organic carrots that we can grow in Boulder County until the price of the organic carrots become worthless. So we need to have some balance, and we need to take a look for people to coexist. And I think that's, if I have any goal in my tenure here, it'll be to see that we can coexist with each other.
Well, we just have 2 minutes left. I'd like to squeeze in a final caller. Chester in Fort Collins, you'll be our last caller. You're live on the air this morning, and if you could keep it as brief as possible. Thank you.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Chester.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're live on the air.
So I'm calling you from Fort Collins, home of Colorado State University, the state's agricultural school, which has been a proponent and in bed with the petrochemical agricultural corporations and through their network of county extension agents throughout the state, have been promulgating exactly the opposite of what your guests are promoting. So there's a very real problem in the way that this university and its statewide influence operates and does not help, so far as I can see, in many ways to support good, healthy soil.
Well, Chester, I appreciate your call. We don't have any of the extension agents joining us or CSU, but I think that is fodder for a future show. But we are unfortunately out of time, and I would like to thank all of our guests this morning. Blake Cooper, the Ag Coordinator for Boulder County Parks and Open Space. Once again, the survey that the county is doing goes until, I believe, January 12th is when people can have their input received. And we'll put a link online to that. And then there will be an open house on Thursday, January 18th. That's at the Ron Stewart Parks and Open Space Admin Building. That's on St. Vrain Road in Longmont at 5:30. We'll put that information online. Blake, can anyone weigh in on this, or is this survey really just for farmers?
No, I think anyone that's in the county can weigh in. In fact, probably even some people outside of the county can weigh in. That's what it's here for. It's for people to comment, and the land use people, I think, will listen.
Well, Blake Cooper, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you.
In studio, we've had Brian Copham with the Boulder County Farmers Market. We're in the winter months now. I know there was a winter market in November. What's up next for the farmers markets here?
We're preparing for the opening the first weekend of April.
Coming right up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us. And also Walt Pounds, a local farmer. Walt, are you hoping now to get all your permitting processing done in the coming weeks and having your farm up and running?
I am, and I'm very excited to get going on it.
Well, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day and coming in. Rod Bruski, local farmer, KGNU volunteer, and my co-host this morning. Mad agriculture, that is a topic we've talked about here on KGNU. Mark Guttridge with Olin Farms referenced it as well. These are monthly meetings at the Altona Grange. What are the details? When are the people meeting, and who can come along?
I don't have in front of me the next meeting, but it is going to be prior to the hearing that's coming up in the comments. And it is. It's more about like, what is so important, I think what a lot of our listeners are missing out on, is that we need the public involved in this. This is, you know, our public lands. Carbon sequestration is very important. Climate change totally goes so under the radar with the corporate media. And it's just wonderful to have a platform of KGNU to be able to talk about this. And I really appreciate, Maeve, that we've been expanding on this, and hopefully in the future we can continue this conversation to keep people involved. And it is important to keep our community involved, even if they are not farmers, or, you know, everybody has to eat and you vote with your dollars. So let's work together.
We'll put the information about the upcoming Mad Agriculture forums that happen monthly at the Altona Grange. We'll put that online at kgnu.org. Thank you to everyone who called in, all of our guests. You're listening to KGNU. I'm Maeve Conran. Stay tuned for the Morning Sound Alternative.